Paddy J, it's what, a 10, 11 year wait since the last final, and back in it again. It's been a long wait.
Yeah, it's been a long wait this period. Now, we were in the previous century, in the last decade of the previous century, we were in finals every year. But no, this has been a long wait, and it's been a long wait for this team, because I was involved 4 years ago when we got beaten in the semi-final, and we got beaten three subsequent semi-finals. No, it's a long wait, but no, the journey's worth it.
Yeah, Kevin McNernan, what he was telling me there, that he was a sub the last time, and you know, there's four or five still survivors from that team.
Yeah, there is Oisin McGinley, Declan Maguire, Ryan McInerney, and Kieran McBrearty. There is, I think the rest of them are mostly team, you know, were. The 2013, well, they would have been under, what would be, under 16, the one under 16 B, and that would be the bulk of this team. But it's a final is new ground for them, but they played a lot of football play.
Missed out on promotion in the league, you know, just as it was a competitive league. Got it together in the championship, won the first game, then went down to Downings and lost again, lost to Downings in the league, I saw that game, and lost to Downings in the championship. Was there a bit of soul searching done after that?
Probably, but Tom, I met you in our first league game, after our first league game in Letterkenny, and I said our aim was to build a panel, and we've built two very good panels since. We've reduced maybe seven new lads into the senior panel for the league. And that'll stand us in the future. We were happy with our league. The Downings match, people said we had qualified before, and well, we went down. Downings was a big psychological one for us to try to see could we won it, and we didn't. We didn't even get going. We were well beaten, looked very poor on the day. But as I said to other people, this is a group of players that there's no point in putting your head down, and there's no point in going out running the next night thinking it's going to cure it. You have to try to find the reasons why everything went wrong, and a lot of the time it's a wild pile doesn't go wrong when you don't perform. It's just try to identify the few wee things that caused the malfunction, as you would call it, because it was a malfunction in Downings, and we seem to have turned the corner in that. But Saturday's another different challenge.
And you came in this year. You had been there before. You had them at senior championship level for a few years. Kevin McNerney mentioned that to me. That he played with you before, played under you before. Obviously, you saw something when you decided to come in.
No, I didn't. I'm managing teams, I suppose, 40 years, and along with playing. I've never looked at a group and say this team has potential to win something. A pleasure to manage this team. Now, I don't know if we'll achieve anything as far as trophies go. The players asked me to come back in, which I did, and I said to somebody else a wee while ago, I would rather be at the restaurant with a group of good, easy managed footballers or willing footballers than sit in a pub and eating.
So you have obviously that ingredient, and you have a hungry team as well. And I know you've brought in a few younger fellas this year.
Yeah, the talent between the two groups that are in O'Donnell Park the next day, the age profile, it's as good as I've come across in 50 years, being out of the restrooms. Yeah. Talented, absolutely talented. Whether we can, you know, get over the line Sunday, Saturday is another story.
Yeah, and people have always talked about in recent years, Darren Doherty was the man to watch. You've an awful lot more men to watch now when you're taking on Glenn, Kevin McInerney, you mentioned Paul O'Hare is a great playmaker, Eric Carr can go forward, score, you know, you have them all over the field, Ryan McInerney, you know, the list is endless, as been proved by when you look through the scoring.
Well, I think any team I've ever been involved with in the years, I've tried, and I've had some fortune to have some great players. It can never, there's only one football, and if everything's centred around one player, I don't think you can develop a team. That's county level, club level, or anything else. It has to be patented towards everybody getting opportunities, and have a philosophy. If the guy is wearing the same colour of jersey as you, you don't look at his face, you look at his jersey and you give him the ball.
Yeah. Tell me, what's it going to take on Saturday?
to beat this Dunlow team. Now, maybe we live in a bit of a bubble. Maybe people are not looking much at this match. It's going to take a serious, serious performance. Dunlow have been so impressive in this championship. They probably embarrassed us a bit last year in the championship. It's going to take a very focused, maybe patient hour or maybe hour and a half to beat Dunlow.
Yeah.
But again, it's a challenge and it's good.
Did last year's semi-final hurt?
It hurt big time. Our performance hurt big time. It hurt the players big time. And we still don't know if what that defeat and what other defeats have you know, affected this group. We'll not know that until we won something. But it's
hurt can be a great sauce.
Oh, hurt if taken right is a great sauce, and you don't solve a defeat like that by just running around the field. You have to examine why it happened, and a lot of the time it doesn't require major surgery. It's just identify the wee things, let the players identify it, and try to cure it.
Well, one of the things maybe that hurts or that needs remedying was maybe you spurned a few great goal chances last year, and you seem to have worked on them because you're scoring an awful lot more this year.
No disrespect to anybody we match this year. Danny Rogers is a formidable barrier to anybody going for goals. We won't get a handful of goals on Saturday. I don't think we will, but I don't know. It won't stop us from trying.